welcome back to the Aware Show. This is Lee Sagar. And joining me next, I'm looking forward to this conversation too, because it's definitely one of the ones that has piqued my attention. Let me just ask you a quick question. Are women sicker than men? This is the question that my next guest, Marty Whittakin, posed in a recent article that she wrote. What do you think? Do you think women are more sick than men? Welcome to the show, Marty. Thanks for joining me.
Hi.
Hi.
I
was really intrigued by your article because it is a question that I've always thought we do so much more and we pay attention to our health and when we're looking after the kids and then we're doing all this. Are we driving ourselves into a lack of health state by being such multitaskers and attempting to be multitaskers? Certain people say that that's impossible. What do you think?
I think that's one of the factors, one of actually many, that it does defy logic. It seems upside down because we are the ones that we're the salad eaters, we're the ones that do yoga, and we're not sitting in front of the big screen with a cigar and a bucket of fried something. But and we do live longer, but an awful lot of that time is spent having headaches and joint pain and back pain. We have four times as much osteoporosis. We have more allergies, more skin issues, more digestive complaints, twice as much depression.
Really?
And I was really trying to figure this out. I mean, why would this be? And I came up with two or three things. One, I think we medicalize things that in other cultures are just a phase of life. Pregnancy, PMS, menopause, all those things become diseases now. They put names on them so they can give us lots of drugs. And we do try to be all things to all people, and sometimes we put ourselves last on the list and we don't actually take care of a lot of things that we know we need to, like exercise. But the other thing that's not really looked at much is we go to the doctor twice as much.
Really? And statistically,
yeah,
we do?
So partly it's because we are sicker, but it's a vicious circle because I think we're subject to over-treatment and advice that in the long run sets us up for things like leaky gut, which in turn lead to at least one of the major causative factors we think leading to autoimmune disease, and we have three times as much autoimmune disease, which I think is kind of the smoking gun in all of this.
Fascinating. Three times as much autoimmune disease. However, statistically, men in general tend to die before women.
They do. Part of that is if you look at the early years, they have more dangerous occupations. They're probably more bank robbers than are guys. They're more combat soldiers and so on. And
I didn't know bank robbing was a profession.
Yeah, well, it's not one we would particularly want to foster.
It's not on the employment list, right.
Yeah, and I mean, if you watch some of the movies about the daredevils, they're usually guys. We have more sense, but on the other hand,
there's more male superheroes.
some of that kind of thing. But as you get to retirement age, that gap closes quite a bit. There's a 4% difference between men and women when you get to that age, in spite of the fact that we've lost, probably a few along the way from childbirth and whatever. But smoking has been a big part of it in the past. We've done our best to come a long way, baby, and catch up with them. And more men probably have quit than women have because we were still kind of on the rise as they were cutting back. So I think we have some advantages. Getting rid of excess iron every month, that's a whole other program, but one of the aging and one of the issues is maybe we accumulate too much iron.
Because of the blood?
Yeah, the fact that we monthly shed a lot of blood, as we get older and we don't need the iron, it becomes a liability. So that's one of the thoughts about why we actually live longer. But the why we're sicker, I think we follow advice. We're good girls. We do what we're told. And if they say, stop eating fat or stay out of the sun, we do those things. even though there are unintended consequences of that advice that tend to make us sick, we take more antibiotics.
Well, those other pieces of advice are usually beauty-related, and beauty, women have always been about beauty. So whatever that it takes, right, to keep us... Yes.
Yeah, well, that's another side of it that I hadn't thought. One of the reasons is not just that we're dutiful, we are a little bit less to admire our pot belly than maybe some of our male friends would be. So we do follow that advice, but we think they knew what they were talking about. But as it turns out, that when we cut out all of the fat, we just put in a lot more sugar, and we got fat anyway. And so that's, again, probably a whole other show. But I think one of the things that struck me is that we take a lot of these antibiotics, and we disrupt our digestion. That's why we go to the doctor with more digestive complaints, and then we end up with these autoimmune diseases, and that's something we can definitely do something about.
Well, that's interesting. The statistically that we have more that women have more autoimmune diseases than men is fascinating, because it is a stress-related illness. Autoimmune dysfunctions are in some way or another, it boils down to stress. Correct?
That certainly aggravates almost anything that's wrong with us. But one of the theories that probably makes more sense than most of the others is that when you develop a leaky gut, little pieces of food material that are not totally digested down into their component parts, like their vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and fatty acids, and so on, get into the bloodstream, and the immune system gets kind of overwrought. It doesn't know what this is. It knows it doesn't belong there, and it creates a lot of inflammation, and if it happens to be something that looks kind of like joint tissue or nerve tissue, then the immune system attacks it. All we know is that the immune system goes a little wacky and starts attacking things. Well, something has set it off, and I think there's probably really good reason to believe that leaky gut, which is the worst of both worlds, you're absorbing things you shouldn't, and you're not absorbing the nutrients the way you should. It really would set us up.
Now, leaky gut comes from what? It stems from food allergies, basically?
I think it's kind of the other way around. The foods, now, if you have a true allergy,
insensitive,
like you just don't digest milk and you eat milk, that will cause inflammation and that will hurt the lining of the intestinal tract. But people who have a lot of food sensitivities that they acquired over their life, not the kind you were born allergic to peanuts, but you just, over time, there are foods you can't eat anymore. Those acquired sensitivities are because we've absorbed foods that now the immune system doesn't like, and it's because it was never supposed to get into the bloodstream. It went through the leaky gut.
Yes, and that's why, I mean, the whole point behind this is as our food becomes less and less nutrient-rich, I mean, there are statistics that an apple today is not the same, does not have anywhere near the same nutrient content as an apple 50 years ago, that there is less and less nutrients in the food, in the soil, in the air, in the environment, and so therefore our immune systems are getting compromised by not getting the proper nutrition and develop these types of food sensitivities. That's one of the reasons why I use a probiotic, because I've always talked about this on the show. It's always been, you know, all my listeners know a lot about probiotics because I've heard a lot on the show. But I think that's one of the best ways to protect the gut. That's a result of what is happening with our environment and our food supply.
Well, that apple you talked about, not only doesn't have the same kind of nutritional value, it bears no resemblance even to the apple that ancestors had several decades ago. Certainly our hunter-gatherer apples were more like crab apples. They're now bred to be very, very sweet. So we're taking in a lot of sugar that feeds the bad guys, the yeasts in our intestinal tract, and you're so smart to take probiotics because that changes that environment, keeps the lining of the intestinal tract healthy, and keeps those yeasts at bay, and they can cause just virtually any symptom you want to name.
And then these types of autoimmune dysfunctions, or even the rampant candida that is going around, I mean, that has been around for a while, is a result of those types of things as well. So that's another thing, that's another good solution for the probiotic, right?
So exactly.
So
anybody that has any kind of digestive issue, whether it's acid reflux or gas or constipation, they're having trouble with their weight, their joints ache, they get colds and flu all the time, they've got skin problems, monthly problems, menopausal problems, sleep problems, they ought to take a look at, is it possible that I've got the wrong blend in my intestinal tract? If I've got too many yeast, they put out kind of poisons into the system, because of depression, for example, and we always just kind of go for, well, let's see, what drug am I deficient in?
Right, exactly. Well, so in answer to the question, what we're talking about is why women are statistically tend to be sicker than men in many ways, autoimmune dysfunction and various other issues. Even though there's various issues regarding that, the answer to this is not necessarily to take the right medication, but it's to get back to the way that our ancestors ate. And it would be nice if the food supply was similar to the way our ancestors ate. But if it, in the case that it isn't, supplements are a good idea. And so what is the most, I mean, I shouldn't say the most effective, but what is the one of the supplements, like, where do you start with that?
Well, I mean, everybody, you need to put back as best you can what should be in the food. And I mean, first you start by eating at least real food. That's a good start. And I suggest everybody take not only probiotics, but fish oil and a multivitamin, and make sure they get plenty of antioxidants and all that kind of thing. But you really need a probiotic that changes the environment in the intestinal tract, because we have hundreds of strains, different families of these friendly bacteria, and they all have different jobs. So it isn't just a matter that the yeast can take over. It's what are we missing if we don't have the bug that's supposed to make vitamin K, for example. These bacteria make a lot of vitamins. One of them is vitamin K, that's very well known for keeping the calcium out of your arteries where it doesn't belong and getting it into your bones where it does belong. So that's a...
That's great for osteoporosis. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Process. Yes. It's not a mystery that we have to supplement a little bit, as, you know, including all of the added stressors that are out there in our daily lives and our environment. We definitely need to supplement. Well, we were actually running out of time, but Marty, by the way, is, you know, not only an incredible certified clinical nutritionist, she has her own nationally syndicated talk show. She's been doing for what, 12, how long now? 20 years?
Plus 13.
13. There you go. I just increased your money. You're just doing that.
Yeah.
So and she also has a book out that we've talked about before, Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Tagamet, Prilosec, and Other Acid Blockers. So Marty talks a lot about our intestinal environment, and I know that you use the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the 12 plus. I do too. I recommend that to people all the time. It's one of my favorite ones as well.
I panicked the other day when I ran out, and I ended up digging through my suitcase because I keep some in there. But I do have now a weekly e-newsletter. It's just one page, so if people go to RadioMarty.com, they can sign up for that and learn about all kinds of things. We've got to arm ourselves because we can't wait for somebody else to do it for us.
Yes, especially if you're a woman. All right, thank you so much for joining me today. It's always fascinating to talk to you, and thanks for the information.
I sure appreciate the invitation. You take care.
All right, you too. And then don't forget about the Earth Day celebration that's going on tomorrow, which is really, really fascinating. It's at the Nokia Theater. It's a screening of Avatar and a Q&A session with James Cameron after the movie. You can find out more if you email. There's an email address, earthdayhometree@gmail.com, or go to ticketmaster.com for tickets. It's all to support the Partnership for Los Angeles Schools Thursday, tomorrow. That starts at 9:30 in the morning. All right, that's it for me today. This is Lisa Garr, and thank you to everybody who makes the show happen. Gina Salvati, Tanya Jenkins, D'Angelo, the engineer here at KPFK, and of course, you guys listening. It wouldn't exist without you. This is Lisa Garr, and until tomorrow, I invite you to all stay aware.